Two statues of Confederate generals no longer stand in Charlottesville, Virginia. Some onlookers cheered as crews removed the statue of General Robert E. Lee on Saturday. Here's Charlottesville Mayor Nakia Walker, the first black woman to lead the city.
It has stood for 104 years, and it doesn't need to stay a moment longer.
Crews also removed a statue of General Stonewall Jackson from a different park. It's been nearly 4 years since the Charlottesville City Council first laid out a plan to take down the statues following a deadly rally by white supremacists there in 2017. Ben Pavior is a reporter for member station VPM. He joins us now for more. Hi, Ben.
Hi.
Why, after nearly 4 years, did the city decide to bring the statues down this weekend?
Well, the short answer on why it took so long is a legal battle. And shortly after City Council narrowly voted to take them down back in February of 2017, there was a lawsuit from a group that included the Sons of Confederate Veterans and some other groups. And the judges ordered the statues be kept in place until that was resolved. That legal battle finally ended in April with a ruling from the state Supreme Court that allowed them to take it down. And then that kind of set off this procedural process of around 60 days for the city council to review the plans. And they set aside money on Wednesday. And then you heard Mayor Walker there talking about why, once they did that, they didn't want to linger. They wanted to get them down.
The city also took down a statue of explorers Meriwether Lewis and William Clark and Sacagawea. Was that a surprise?
Yes and no. So the council held a surprise meeting on Saturday after the first two statues came down, where they unanimously agreed to move it that day. Work crews had already finished the work, and they figured they would save money by just using them to take down this other statue. But at the same time, this had been in the works for a while. They voted to take it down back in 2019 after consulting with some Native Americans. The statue is controversial because of the way it depicts Sacagawea. She's kind of crouching behind the two white men whom she traveled with on their journey west. And as I said, the city heard from Native Americans that found the statue very offensive. One descendant of the interpreter, Roseanne Abramson, told council on Saturday that she wanted to see it melted down and obliterated, although she was also open to using it as an educational tool. And that wasn't the only statue that tribal groups objected to. At the University of Virginia, officials took down a statue depicting George Rogers Clark, who's the brother of the explorer, and he was depicted attacking a group of American Indians. It's not clear what they're going to do with that statue or any of them, really.
For a lot of people, the Robert E. Lee statue isn't just connected to the painful legacy of the Confederacy, but to more recent history, the history of that white supremacist protest of a few years ago. Remind us how this statue became linked with that moment.
Well, I mean, this was 2017, so Donald Trump was the newly elected president, and you know, white nationalist groups were very enthusiastic about his win, and many of them seized on the removal of the statues or the plans to remove them as a kind of rallying cry. So in May, Richard Spencer, who was a white nationalist and UVA graduate, led a group of Tiki Torch supporters in a rally that ended at the statue. In June, there was a small KKK rally. And then in August, there was the deadly Unite the Right rally, which left three dead, including Heather Heyer, who was killed when a man affiliated with far-right groups drove through a crowd of counter-protesters. And you know, that day left deep scars in the city. It really shook up Charlottesville's identity of itself. I grew up there, and there was a deep pride when I was living there and being this kind of diverse, prosperous, liberal college town. And now, after the rally, you know, Unite the Right, there were deep divisions on how to move forward. But I think, despite all that, there's a rare bit of consensus among city council and probably broadly among the public on the need to remove the statues.
You spoke to a high school student who started the petition that really began the push to remove the Robert E. Lee statue back in 2016. What did she share with you about the removal of that statue?
Zayana Bryant was really integral to starting this conversation back then and driving it since then. She's a student at UVA now and was at the takedowns. And I asked her what prompted her to act back then.
There's so many ways for people to learn about the South in a way that it doesn't have to be romanticized. It doesn't have to be a part of our public spaces in a way that makes people feel excluded.
And part of what she's responding to there, this is this idea that statues are a part of history, and to some people, taking them down is a kind of erasure. But it's important to remember the context in which they're erected. Long after the Civil War in the 1920s, there was segregation in full force, regular KKK meetings in towns, there were cross burnings. And so for others, I mean, that's the part of history that's been kind of erased.
We've got about 30 seconds left. Was there visible opposition to the removal of the statues on Saturday? And what have you heard from opponents?
I didn't see any opposition in person, maybe because this was all last minute. And there was pretty muted reaction from critics of the removal. One Republican state senator did write the city to warn that it'd be overstepping the law if they decided to destroy the statues, which is one option they were considering.
And just quickly, it's worth noting that there remains a Robert E. Lee statue in Richmond, not that far away.
And that's also tied up in a legal battle. We're expecting a ruling any day now, any week now.
Ben Pavier is a reporter for member station VPM in Richmond, Virginia. Thank you, Ben.
Happy to do it.